Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and this is AIR, and I do thank you very much for tuning in tonight. Tonight, I'm going to be talking a little bit about taking personal responsibility for what you say, what you do, and what you're thinking. And the reason why I'm doing that is I've been seeing a lot of things around me that have reminded me of really being present and aware of what's going on around me. And through the interaction with other people, I'm getting a lot more very clearly in my awareness about the reflection that other people have on us. And how you treat them is how they're going to treat you. Or they really remind you of how much you've grown or how much you need to grow. Or they bring up those old kind of triggers that make you wonder, okay, did I really not get that lesson last time? So it's really time to really make sure you know where you are and be present in your body and understand that people that do come into your life, they're there for a reason, and that you've created a situation that they were the most appropriate person to play out this part that you wanted them to play. So if you're in a bad relationship, understand that relationship is there to help you learn a little bit more about you. And that's the same about a good relationship. It shows you all the positive things that you're doing right. So if you are insecure about some part of your life, it's going to show up. Most likely in the other person being very insecure about what's going on or what to do or how to act, and you notice it. So it's time to check in and see where you are in that respect within that relationship. A lot of times people come into your life, and as soon as you realize what's going on, if they are not really needed for a lesson or for anything else, a lot of times they disappear. And you don't need to feel guilty. You don't have to feel bad. People come and go. And as soon as things are good, there's a good chance they'll come back. I know that every once in a while, you might think about somebody just to remember what you learned with that person, to have a deeper respect and understanding of what their part was in this hologram that you're developing, that's around you, that you're playing out. Because this really is like a play. And you with the divine are writing the script. Now, I'm getting a lot of different things when I'm reading these days that, you know, you are creating everything and you truly are. But there's other people that say there's a destiny. And I think within your own mind, you already have created the final outcome. Now, I'm not saying it's death per se. It may be just the script is already written about how a person is going to fit into your life and how long they're going to be there and what they mean to you. All that is kind of pre-recorded, and yet you just play it through to make sure it all works out the way the script's supposed to. And if you need to rewrite bits and pieces, then the same actor or actress might be playing the role again in a different way, or somebody else might be doing it, or you might have the same scenario in two different situations and two different things, but yet the overall schematic of it all is the same thing. And you might have noticed that a lot. I've noticed that even for me, a lot of my shadow aspects are coming up. And I know it's the healing. It's for a deeper understanding of what has created them. So it's fine. I understand they're there. Sometimes it's not the easiest thing to go through to have them really in your face and to realize something about yourself that you thought you had dealt with, but it's back again. And you have to understand that there's a reason for it to be back again, because it's a deeper level of letting go. And there's a lot of people who don't quite understand what it means to let go. So, when, for me, letting go is basically kind of releasing it to spirit, releasing it to the universe, releasing it to the wind, but understanding that if you keep thinking about a situation over and over and over again, even though you said, I've let it go, or you keep talking about it, you really haven't. And you're giving it more energy, and a lot of times not necessarily in a positive way. So it's time to understand that you need to just say what you need to say, and then stop talking about it. That's letting go. If somebody asks you about it, you answer very quickly, no, that's a done deal. And just not go over all the fine details. In the last few weeks, for a lot of people, they've been coming up with exactly how they have to be responsible. And a lot of people are getting lessons that have to deal with their childhood and how they thought they were very responsible, and then something that they thought was really simple to take care of, like how they have the relationship with money, if they've taken advantage of how easy they've been able to get it, or how much they really don't appreciate the fact that they have that energy around them. A lot of times it's taken away so they can understand and appreciate that energy and how much it does do for you. So in these days of really finalizing a lot of things, it's a cycle. And you might be finalizing it right now. It doesn't mean it's completely gone. Like me, I mean, I really thought I dealt with this issue with my, and for me, it was insecurity. It was insecurity within a relationship and not being sure how I was supposed to act in it. So I just finally sat down and made peace with it within myself. But it was a very interesting thing to have to go through yet again. And the reason why it came up again was all of a sudden I kept remembering a class that I teach on the shadow, INUB, which stands for Individual Notion of Being. And it really does make me responsible for what I'm thinking, how I am, and how I'm feeling. Because I'm choosing to hold on to that feeling of insecurity and not doing something about it, because insecurity is a fear of not being sure or being uncertain about something. And there's really no reason to feel that way, because you truly know the answer. In every aspect of your life, there's absolutely nothing to fear. And the reason why we create that fear is we're bored and we want to make up something to do. Think about it that if we're not happy just having a great life, we make up some scenario so we can play out some drama in our life just to make things a little more exciting. So act responsible when you're writing your script and understand that you can't blame somebody else for what's going on with you, because you created it. And I've met a lot of people who are kind of like in denial about that fact. You wouldn't have been, you're not where you are unless you wanted to be in that position. And until you truly understand, you're living on kind of a have consciousness, but more subconscious level. The more you deny your situation, deny how you don't want to challenge yourself to get out of where you are, because that comfort zone is so easy to get into. Until spirit or someone pushes you outside that comfort zone, and it might be that insecurity that is the motivator to find that security within yourself, because you're the only one that can really discover and understand exactly what that is. Nobody can tell you. You really are the one who makes up the rules along the way. And yeah, you can change them, but there's certain universal laws that just are always there. So if you're kind of rubbing one of those the wrong way, you'll learn really quickly. You're not going to get away with it. So really think of the consequences. And if you really want to have those consequences right in your face. And with that, I do want to let everybody know I am taking questions today. So if you would like to call in, I will give you those numbers. And you are welcome. As far as I know, the phone lines are perfectly clear, and you're welcome to call in and ask your questions or have a comment. It is always good to talk to you. I appreciate you calling and giving your input. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And that is the number for you to call in if you have something you want to talk about or discuss. Phone lines are open. So when you're trying to figure out what's going on with you, there's a few things, few questions you can ask yourself. Are you truly handling yourself to the best of your degree in a situation? Like, if you have a financial situation, are you really handling your money the best you can? And it's not always easy to really look and see what your budget is. I have a budget of how much money I know is going out, but I'm not always sure what money's coming in. And I just work to make sure that that money is in. And that's all I can do. If in this moment, can you feel the comfortable and relaxed by accepting and allowing what is meant to be? Meaning, sometimes it's karmic payback that you have a hard time with money. And a lot of times there's a past life issue that you didn't know. And I've been doing a lot of meditation because of this insecurity. And I figured out there was a past life that was really blocking me because of a vow that I'd taken. And as soon as I released myself from that vow, things began to turn around, and I felt more secure and more certain that I was in the creation mode and not running on automatic pilot that is so easy to just freeze. I was talking with somebody the other day, and they kept saying, I just want that sign. I would be making life so much easier if I just had that sign. Well, if you don't tell them what kind of sign you're looking for some kind of confirmation or something, they could be giving you signs and you're not even seeing them. I often get calls from people about a member of the family that has passed. And they say, I want a sign, I want a sign. And then saying, well, didn't your vase or your cup fall over for no apparent reason? Well, yeah, but I thought the cat did that. you're getting signs. I mean, it could be spirit telling the cat to knock over the cup. You just need to be aware. The other simple signs that a lot of spirits use are feathers and coins. And you just need to be ready to know who it is and kind of check in now who that might be related to. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Excellent. What's your question? What's your name?
My name's Nathaniel. I'm out here in California.
Oh, great. Hi, Nathaniel. I'll be out your way
soon.
What's going on?
I'm going to be selling my house. I've had some other readings saying that people have possibly seen me buying a house on a hill or some nice real estate. I wonder if I know where to look for this real estate that I'm going to be finding. It's going to be really great.
Because I still see it in California. Were you thinking of moving outside of California?
I think it's going to be in California, somewhere kind of local, but
yeah, because I don't see you moving that far, and I do see you selling your present home quite quickly.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be out of the blue. All of a sudden, that you're going to get a phone call, they're going to come over and say, okay, how much? Okay, let's sign the deal now. It's going to be a very quick turnaround deal.
You know where I should look? It's a new house.
I'm going northwest. This is the direction they're showing me.
Northwest?
Northwest of where your house is.
Okay. Do you know about how many miles? Or?
Between 3 and 5.
Pardon me?
Between 3 and 5. I really see it close to where you're living now.
Oh, close. So it may be between like 15 miles or 3 and 5 miles?
Possibly. I see it really close. Like you've seen this house and said, wow, that's kind of a cool house.
Yeah, somebody said it was kind of a nice piece of real estate. But,
you have recognized this real estate, and it's just you having the opportunity now to really to get it because you really always thought it was out of reach for you.
Yeah.
So think back in your memory banks of a piece of property that you said, wow, that would be a cool place to live at. That's in your local area.
Do you think it could be maybe about 15 miles away?
It's possible. I see it being really close.
You see it being on a hill? Because some of the people thought it might be on a hill.
I'm not getting yay or nay on that, to be honest, Nathaniel.
Pardon me? You're not getting... What?
I'm not getting a yay or nay. The main thing I'm really getting about this house is you've noticed it before.
Oh, so have I seen this house before?
Yes. You've seen it and said, wow, that's a great house.
Yeah,
that'd be
I'll
cool
probably never live there, right?
So, and the fact you put it out there that you really would like to live there, Spirit's saying, okay, it's time for him to have it.
Hey, well, gosh, thanks a lot. Anything else you see for me in general? Or?
No, I just see things really going quite well for you. Because I just see your house selling really quick. I see you buying a new house, this dream home, really quick.
Is there any idea, well, how would I be able to afford this? Or just the money will be coming in?
Just know that everything's falling in place for you and trust your intuition. If it says do something, go do it. There's a reason.
I should still kind of be careful signing paperwork and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Always. But I don't see any problem. Now, I've got a really strange question for you. Do you have a dog?
A dog?
Yeah.
No, I don't myself.
Okay. Because it must be one of your totems. Your animal totem is a dog, because I get a dog energy around you really strong.
I have some friends that are the year of the dog.
No, I think it's just an animal totem for you. And it's just loyalty and protection. You're very protective of the people and things around you. and it's loyalty. When you have a friend, they're really a good friend. So it's not a bad thing to have this animal around you.
Do you think I might get a dog?
It's quite possible you're going to get a dog.
Maybe you just got a dog
energy around you, really, really, really strong. And it's like they're showing me like a bloodhound. So it might be that you're smelling out the best possible way to go. But I keep saying this hound dog, it's a bloodhound. I mean, the saggy ears and the big goofy face and just lovable. And very, very, very intelligent animals. And their smell is just great.
Do you see that as my totem animal? Or
It's that energy is around you right now. So it's really letting me know that you need to trust what you sense about a situation, not necessarily what's physically in front of you, but your inner sense. You can smell out what's right for you. Trust that.
Well, excellent. I'm really impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing I'm getting around you also, animal-wise, is a crow, which is magic.
Oh,
and watchfulness.
Magic, huh?
Again, just you're really being protected right now.
I'm being protected by spirits, by like.
You're being protected just by anything going wrong for you. I just sense I'm getting a sense of magic with the crow. I'm getting a lot of magic, which is things again falling into place for you. You just need to be very sure of what your intuition's telling you. You need to trust it right now. Because you don't always trust it. And you need to now.
Hey, well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening. Do you have any other questions?
There's supposed to be a girl coming into my life with a blonde, wavy hair.
I don't see that
really
from her.
She's supposed to be a pretty eloquent speaker and a person, I guess. Probably when Venus goes direct here in a couple days or so soon.
Yeah, I don't see her really entering your life till June.
June? Okay.
June. Yeah, you're going to be in pretty close to in your new house pretty soon. Before you meet her.
I'm going to find this new house in 2 or 3 months or so, and then I'll probably purchase it somehow, and I'll sell this one just right, you know.
Are you going to sell this house probably within a month, month and a half? It's going to, as soon as you really are, it's gone. And you need to keep that in mind. So start thinking of where you would like to live. What house really strikes your fancy? Because you've already seen it. You already know the
house. I've already. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll be looking for my intuition because I'm not sure what city or where it is, but I'll just be feeling for it.
Yeah, and you are very, you feel things more than see it or hear it. You feel it. You're very empathic. Trust your gut.
Oh, I feel things, and that's supposed to be one of the strongest. I do a lot of astrology, you know, that secret language of birthdays book.
Right.
It has a certain day for every day of the year.
That's awesome. I actually was just reading about North Nodes. A few different North Nodes and the different aspects of them. Because I find them to be very accurate on lessons we're learning and what direction we're supposed to be heading.
Oh, I see. That's an 18-year cycle?
I'm not sure if it's really got a cycle. It's a lifetime cycle, really.
Oh.
At least from the perspective that I've been reading. It's just the lifetime lessons of what you're supposed to be learning. But as for it changing the signs, I think that's about right. Because right now the North Node is in Aquarius.
Okay.
In actuality. But by the birth sign, by the chart, the birth chart, it lets you know what kind of lessons you're looking into. If you're in, if you're interested, Jan Spiller has a wonderful book on it.
Oh.
And it's Astrology for the Soul.
Okay.
She's got some wonderful, it's amazing. You will be very interested in what it says. And you just get your regular birth chart, your natal birth chart, and look at the North Node, and then look that up by what sign and then also what house it's in. And those are the aspects that you're working on.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. That's one thing for my class lineup. What I do for the student is I do look up their North Node. I also look up Pluto. Those are the two planets that really, in my view, help point the direction of where you're heading. It gives you an idea of what your past life is. It gives you an idea of your relationship with yourself in this lifetime. And if you do a composite chart and check up the Pluto, it is truly amazing how accurate it is. And the book that I am referring to is the Pluto Books by Jeff Green. Worth reading, worth studying, a lot of information to help you get through situations, especially the composite one. Because it really, the relationship with somebody else, it helps tremendously. And also, Jan Spiller also has a book on relationships. And that is spiritual astrology. And you can do a combination chart and figure out a lot of information from that as well. I am getting a little more interested in the astrology. I think it's a very interesting way of getting a little insights into everyone. But like everything, it's just part of what I'm creating to help me get through and see what's going on around me and see what I am creating. Because there's so much that you're creating that I truly believe that subconscious, and the more you get that subconscious under control in a way, understand what's going in there and what's developing, you understand what's going on around you and what influence around you. And for me, the main thing for my North Node is actually Leo. And Leo is actually opposite of the current North Node of Aquarius. So all my past life situations, all my past life, or what I came in with, is being activated right now. The good and the bad and the ugly. So that's why the INOV is kind of interesting for it to pop up now, because it is very much letting me know that I have really changed quite a bit, though there's still a little bit of more work to do. And if you think about it, if you get all the work done, wouldn't life be kind of boring? You need some excitement. And I'm not saying to create chaos, because you really want to create happiness and joy, and there's so many different scenarios that you can make with that. So have fun with this life. And if you can't have fun, then why be here, really? And I'm not saying that suicide is any answer, because it really isn't. But if you're unhappy, you can change it. Nobody else is going to change it for you. They may help you once you change your attitude, your outlook, your intentions, your interaction with people. It really does make a difference on what happens around you. If you're in a bad mood, guess what? You can bring everybody else down in that bad mood. If you are being kind of passive-aggressive, you're going to attract people who are passive-aggressive, people trying to get something from you and not really give anything. It's all your own, it's your own game. And life is a game. And it's just a gamble and a risk and a lot of fun if you play the game right. And even though you might have a hard time, have fun with it. Learn from it. Because it's well worth it. If you have a comment or a question, I would love to hear from you. The number is 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. If you really understand where you are and you're really present, it's not always easy to really get in that relaxed, trusting state of mind because you're going, okay, this is too comfortable. And you really do need to kind of challenge yourself and realize that things are going to be moving with you or without you. And you're going to look back and say, boy, I wasted a lot of time. I should have been doing this, that, and this. Look back to see what you learned from it. So if you learn that you don't want to do the same thing over again, so you're not wasting time, money, energy, friendships, then change it so it doesn't happen again. Don't beat yourself up. That doesn't serve any purpose. As I've said many times, see the light within the dark, because when it's darkest, that's when the light is the brightest, and you just need to hold on. Or, in a sense, let go. Surrender to the higher power within you and say, okay, I can't figure this out consciously. Something's going on, so I need your help. And sit back and let it happen. And see what happens. I time and time again, I will get in a place where I have no clue what to do. And as soon as I truly surrender, an answer appears out of nowhere, and it always is very amazing to me how perfectly it were all worked out. And a lot of it is being honest with yourself and taking that responsibility of saying, I really don't know what I'm doing, and not feeling bad that you don't. Try and see other perspectives if you get in that dark hole. But if you really can't see the best way out, don't try and force anything. Most likely, you're just digging yourself a few more feet in that deep hole. And it's time to stop and surrender. And let your higher self let you know what's going on. It is really a powerful time to redirect yourself and understand that you need to really count your blessings and understand those blessings, and every time you're grateful, are just going to come back to you tenfold. I mean, I put out energy and I just let it go. And then the strangest things will happen, and it's like it's not strange anymore because it keeps happening. The miracles just keep happening. Because I am truly grateful for being here, for having you listen to me. I don't always know exactly what I'm going to say. I kind of just surrender over to the higher voice that is around me and let them speak through me. Because I know what you need to hear. And I'm just the voice. So if you have any questions, you are welcome to call in at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. There's a lot of very good articles out there on the web on how to let go, how to take responsibility. I highly recommend the Four Agreements. I have a list of books, I believe, on my website that you can go to and see what I really think has made a difference in my life and the people around me. And if you're like me, there's a lot of times you buy a book, you have no idea why you're buying it. You don't think you really need it, but you buy it and it sits on your shelf. And then all of a sudden one day, it may pop out, literally, onto the floor in front of you, or it gets pulled out and it's time to read it. And you open the book and boom, it's right there. Or they will show you a reminder. I'm actually putting a book together right now, and a lot of it is kind of, well, a lot of it is the messages that I received during my journey that are still very prevalent. In fact, this last week, I would, out of the blue, start pulling up past things that I've written, and it was so fitting for this day, for that moment, to make me realize and remember who and what I am in this moment. And it would just, it put a smile on my face and opened my heart. And this radio show has done quite a bit to answer many prayers. So that is why I'm very grateful for you answering and listening and being attracted and coming back to listen to this program. A lot of times I will have no clue what I'm saying. Sometimes they will have me write a script. Sometimes I'm just talking off the top of my head. It's all good. It's all real. And it just lets me let you know that I am here to help you understand what's going on. That right at this moment, there is that gap. And sometimes you don't feel like you're filling that gap in. And it's very frustrating and very irritating, but it also makes you a little insecure of what's the next step. A lot of times, it's just the timing of things. Another thing that it could be is there's something you need to be honest about. In fact, there was a meditation I did this last week. I was actually listening to a guided CD of Serene Love's, and I've really not had the response of actually coming out of a meditation shaking. Well, I did a little more conscious reflection on it, and there obviously was something that I found in my meditation that I really wasn't ready to acknowledge. No, and it scared me. But because I was willing to look at that dark side and go into the shadow and knowing, and I literally said, this is all an illusion, so there's nothing really to fear. So what did I create now that's giving me this response? As soon as I figured it out that I had really been not too nice a person in one of my past lives, which we've all played that, the bad guy. But this one, I really took to heart how bad I treated other people. So much that, as I said, I took that vow to really give back to people. And as soon as I said, I've given what I need to give, and in a way, took back my power, things shifted so dramatically for me. And within days, things were, that seemed pretty bleak or pretty bright now, in situations that I wasn't sure about, seem a little healthier than they did before. And it's just because I was willing to look and understand what's going on. And it's not always the easiest thing to do. And I know a lot of people that don't want to do that, or they think, oh, it's no big deal. And then once they start really looking at the underlining motives of certain things, they go, that can't be. That's not me. And the denial factor comes up. And a lot of people don't want to think they're codependent. They don't want to think that they're a controller. They don't want to see themselves as a manipulator. They'd rather think of themselves as just a really powerful manifestator. That is a great way of looking at things. It's like a friend of mine who really has created quite a world all to herself. And a lot of people just can't understand how she can do this. And I think of her as a great storyteller. In some other people's perspectives, it's just a bunch of lies. And she's buying her own lies. But in other ways, since this is all an illusion, she is a great storyteller and a manifest, you know, she manifests everything she needs with ease. And a lot of people around her are just a little bit judgmental, a little envious, and a lot jealous that she's doing it, she's getting away with it, and they're not. How does she do it? And there's just a magic in those people. And truly, I look and I try and learn how she does it and if it works. And a lot of it is the confidence, at least on the outside. They might be scared to death inside, but they have enough confidence and the emotion behind it to carry it through. And that's what really makes manifestation powerful and your thoughts powerful. If you keep saying, I'm going to have a problem with this, I'm going to have a problem with this, you will. It's called self-fulfilling prophecy. If you say, the next person is my soulmate, my lifetime partner, you will create that person that you may be with for a very long time. Might not be the right person. It depends on how you're writing and saying it, thinking it, feeling it, what this person's like. As Nathaniel said, he's been told he has a blonde, wavy-haired woman who's very well-spoken coming into his life. Well, if that fits what he's been thinking he wants, he'll get it. And as a psychic, I have to take responsibility in planting the thoughts that's going to be coming up. If there's something I'm not supposed to tell someone, Spirit will literally tell me, this is for your insights, not for them. It's not the right time. And it's not that I'm holding back. It literally is something that they either have to learn, experience, go through, that leads to something even better for them. To lead them to the prize they've always wanted. And sometimes they just need to step back and see what's going on and realize that everything is as it should be. And this last few weeks, I have been blessed in so many ways by really supportive people and finding new people on Facebook or through MySpace or a lot of the social networking sites that has made me realize how many really good friends I have, how many people really appreciate who and what I am, that I've inspired them. I brought something to them that they might not have had before. And within those relationships, I'm seeing a reflection of myself, that mirror, at different times in my life. Now, it could be someone in the future as well as somebody in the past. If I see a very successful person that is a real combination of past, present, and future, I consider myself a very successful person. I've got my brain, I use it, but I live through my heart. My North Node is all about having fun in this lifetime, doing what I want to do, and by doing what I want to do, other people will find that joy and be able to live more quickly and easily through their heart as I do. That saying, lead by example, and people will get the clue. So if there is something you want, like that wavy hair blonde, put it out there. But understand, there might be something better. So it's good to be specific, but understand it may come in a different form. I've had that lesson many times. In my own manifestations, I'd say, okay, this is my classic example, and I've said this before, and I don't mean to bore anyone who might have heard this before, but it really is a classic example of being careful how you say things. I'd asked to pay off my car. My car is now paid off. Within a few months, I was in a car accident that totaled my car, and I had to immediately pay off my car. The insurance didn't cover everything. I had to make the difference, and that was thousands and thousands of dollars. I think it was like $7,000 difference from what the insurance and what was left on the loan. So I went and got me a new car. And I said, this is going to be paid in full, but I'm not going to pay everything myself should anything happen. I got the GAP program this time. And once again, because I put out that energy by getting the GAP, again, my car was totaled. It was paid off, but it was totaled. Third time's charm. Yes, my car is paid off, and I enjoy driving it across the country with ease and with great stability. It's a good running car, and it truly is. And yes, it is paid off, and I still have it. I'm a happy girl. I finally got the wording correct. But it took me a few chances and a few tries and a couple told cars and really scary experiences of flipping my car while having my two dogs with me, having a mechanical problem causing it. And the second accident actually was a head-on collision with a drunk driver that I walked away. And both times, the police were really surprised that I survived. So obviously I'm supposed to be here. Obviously I have a strong connection. And I am very blessed. I am grateful. There is a little more time if anybody is interested in calling in, making a comment, having a conversation, having a question. It's open mic night, guys. So, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. So, we only have about 5 more minutes left. So, if you have anything you want to talk about, call on in. You can have the minute yourself if you'd like. Or I can continue asking certain questions. Just to put little bugs in your ears and your mind, little seeds. That sounds better, seeds. Are you choosing from your heart? Are you choosing from your mind, your ego? Which way are you creating your life? Are you letting yourself be and enjoy the experience and the adventure of what you're creating and the process of creating? Because as we all know, it's not the final the final destination, it's the journey. And we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello. Oh, you.
just fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm enjoying your show. Thank you for taking my call.
And what is your name, caller?
Karen.
Karen. What do you want to talk about, Karen? What's going on?
Well, I wonder what you might see around me. I have some blocks and physical, emotional I've been trying to work through. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life.
Okay, I keep getting the one thing that you're most afraid of doing is really looking and being in your heart. You do it on some levels, but not completely. That is your biggest block, is you don't trust yourself. The easiest way to change that is to accept yourself for whom what you are as you are in this very moment. And things will start shifting. You do a lot of work, and you're doing awesome stuff. So I keep seeing you going, it's like you got this string, and you're wrapping it around your heart, but you're not going through the heart, not into the heart, to really make it a strong hold, because the string keeps falling off your heart, and it goes down into your solar plexus. And then it gets kind of mixed up with your internal power struggle that you're having. Emotionally, you need to look at what is going on with your relationships in the sense of how do they reflect you? Because you've got relationships around you right now that have so many answers. If something is irritating you about somebody else, that's because it's a part of you and you don't want to deal with it. So as soon as you really start understanding those little bits, because I'm seeing definitely there's a man around you that is not making things easy for you.
Yes.
What is this man's name?
Nick.
Nick.
Wow.
Because what I'm getting about Nick is he really is a strong mirror for you. And things that you really don't like he's doing, you really need to see how you are doing it as well.
Wow. I see him as worse than me.
Oh, well, that's great possibility.
I mean, I know, but...
As soon as you start seeing the positive aspects in him, through those negative aspects, things will improve for you.
Okay, well, he's going through a very rough time and has some addictive problems. I think maybe you're picking up on that.
Yes, he definitely does. What are you addicted to? Are you addicted to Nick?
I didn't think so.
I'm just posing a question.
Right.
What are you addicted to? Because there's something around you that you do that you think that you're addicted to it. And as soon as you understand what you are addicted to and change that process around it, things will loosen up. And it could be you're addicted to having blocks. You like having those blocks because it does make your life a little more interesting, a little more challenging. So what are you getting out of having blocks?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So as soon as you say, you know, I really don't want these blocks, show me what these blocks are because I want them gone, and truly mean it, those blocks will be gone. Because I see you placing those blocks very carefully yourself.
Okay, if I'm doing it, then I'm not aware of it consciously.
No. Most of the time it is not a conscious process. It is a subconscious, but self-sabotaging deal that goes on. And Karen, I would love to continue this conversation, and perhaps you can call them next week.
Mm-hmm.
Because the show is over. I have to get off air.
Okay.
So, and I do thank you very much for calling in. And
thank you so much. I'll talk
look
next
at
week.
The blocks and what you're getting out of it.
Okay.
Okay? Because it's a positive thing and you're getting something from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And with this is Jennifer Hellman. You can contact me through angelsintuition.com or jen@jenniferhellman.com. I'd love to get feedback, your questions. If you want to set up for a one-on-one reading, it is all the information is on angelsintuition.com. And until then, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Till next time, this is Jennifer Hellman. Many blessings and good night.